Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام O Allah Azza wa Jal, open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us. Have mercy on us, O the one who is the most honorable, the most gracious. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله مرحبا اهلا وسهلا بكم to one and all. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, you are watching the program called A Reformation of the Ummah. It is only through the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dear viewers. We are once back. We are, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, going to be discussing a very important topic, and that is guardians of blessings. Our parents, dear viewers, their sacrifices, the hardships that they endured for us as children, the difficulties they may face. In tonight's episode and program, inshallah, we are going to hear about the grievance and the pain, whether they are children or grown-ups, that cause to their parents, what they are, and in the light of Quran Pak and Hadith Mubarakah, we are going to explain and understand how important it is for us to love, respect, and honor our parents, dear viewers. Kindly stay tuned with Madani channel. Let's commence with a beautiful kalam, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Faiz unka aam ho gaye. And inshallah azza wa jalla, after this kalam, Siddiq At-Tari hafizahullah will be reciting this kalam. When we do return, inshallah azza wa jalla, we will continue with our discussion. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Rasulallah, ya Rasulallah, ya Habiballah, ya Habiballah, Ya Nabi Allah, Ya Nur Allah, Ya Nur Allah.
Faiz unke aam ho gaye, faiz unke aam ho gaye, do jahan gulam ho gaye, do jahan gulam ho gaye.
Unke jo gulam ho gaye, unke jo gulam ho gaye, waqt ke imam ho gaye,
ho gaye,
waqt ke imam ho gaye,
faiz unke aam ho gaye, ho gaye, faiz unke aam ho gaye.
Naam lewa unke jo huwe, naam lewa unke jo huwe, unke unche naam ho gaye,
ho gaye,
unke unche naam ho gaye,
faiz unke aam ho gaye, ho gaye, faiz unke aam ho gaye, do jahan gulam ho gaye, ho gaye, do jahan gulam ho gaye,
waasta diya jo aapka aaka, waasta diya jo aapka, mere sare kaam ho gaye,
ho gaye,
mere sare kaam ho gaye,
faiz unke aam ho gaye, ho gaye, faiz یا حبیب اللہ یا نبی ہو گئے دو جہاں غلام ہو گئے
فرش سے وہ جا کے عرش پر فرش سے وہ جا کے عرش پر رب سے ہم کلام ہو گئے
ہو گئے
رب سے ہم کلام ہو گئے
فیض ان کے عام ہو گئے
ہو گئے
فیض ان کے عام ہو گئے دو جہاں غلام ہو گئے
ہو گئے
دو جہاں غلام ہو گئے
جب بلایا آقا نے جب بلایا آقا نے خود ہی انتظام ہو گئے
ہو گئے
خود ہی انتظام ہو گئے
فیض ان کے عام ہو گئے
ہو گئے
فیض ان کے عام ہو گئے دو جہاں غلام ہو گئے
ہو گئے
دو جہاں غلام ہو گئے
مصطفیٰ کی شان دیکھ کر مصطفیٰ کی شان دیکھ کر بادشاہ غلام ہو گئے
ہو گئے
بادشاہ غلام ہو گئے
فیض ان کے عام ہو گئے
ہو گئے
فیض ان کے عام ہو گئے دو جہاں غلام ہو گئے
ہو گئے
جہاں غلام ہو گئے
مقتدی ہے سارے انبیاء مقتدی ہے سارے انبیاء مصطفیٰ امام ہو گئے
ہو گئے
مصطفیٰ امام ہو گئے
فیض ان کے عام ہو گئے
ہو گئے
یا حبیب اللہ دو جہاں غلام ہو گئے
ہو گئے
دو جہاں غلام ہو گئے
وقف نعت خوانی اے ریاض وقف نعت خوانی اے ریاض میرے صبح و شام ہو گئے
ہو گئے
میرے صبح و شام ہو گئے
فیض ان کے عام ہو گئے
ہو گئے
فیض ان کے عام ہو گئے دو جہاں غلام ہو گئے
ہو گئے
دو جہاں غلام ہو گئے
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, dear viewers, and that was the beautiful kalam by our Siddiq Qattari hafidhahullah. Just as we introduced our topic, dear viewers, remember parenthood is one of the most sacred trusts given by Allah Azza wa Jalla. It is actually a journey filled with sacrifice, sleepless nights, and countless worries and deep love. From the moment the child, the baby comes into the world, Allahu Akbar, from that very moment, the hearts of parents become tied to that specific child in care, in connection, in dua, and in hope, subhanAllah. Yet, despite this unwavering love, many parents find themselves in pain and emotional difficulties. Allahu Akbar. Not from enemies or strangers, jiha, but from the very child they raised with tears, toils, and prayers. That very same child for whom they sacrifice everything is the one that causes this takleef to their parents, dear viewers of Madani Channel. So one of the silent sufferings for many parents is carrying the hurt caused by their own children, whether knowingly or unknowingly. Allahu Akbar. So this is actually not a new problem, but its severity has grown in modern times. Allahu Akbar. Where respect and adab gratitude, sabr, patience, and all these things are fading, dear viewers of Madini Channel. And the rights of parents are being forgotten in the noise of these distractions of the dunya. So today, inshallah, azza wa jalla, we will reflect on the real challenges parents face in the hands of their children. From disobedience to disrespect, negligence, being stubborn, being arrogant, and how this not only hurts the hearts of a mother or father, but more importantly, it becomes a means of earning Allah's displeasure. Inshallah, azza wa jalla, stay tuned with Madini Channel until today's program, inshallah, azza wa jalla, and we're going to learn more about these behaviors of our youth of today. I'm not speaking about children who are small, dear viewers. So, jo bachche chote hain, unki baat nahi chal rahi hai, balki this could be done and caused by grown-ups as well. Now, let's look at the emotional pressure. Let's look at how they hurt their parents. Raising one's voice or shouting at parents. Ab dekhe na, chahe chota ho ya bada, people speak so disrespectfully to parents. Ignoring or neglecting them emotionally. Being ungrateful for their sacrifices. And many children say this to their parents on their face. What have you done for me? Aapne mere liye kiya kya hai aaj tak? Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Embarrassing or mocking them in front of others. Rolling eyes or showing attitude to your parents. Arguing or debating unnecessarily. Huh? Favoritizing your in-laws or friends over your own parents in front of them. And this happens in many occasions, dear viewers, where children would favor their in-laws or friends over their parents and cause hurt and harm to them. Allahu Akbar. Refusing to visit or communicate regularly. These are very common among small and grown-ups from all walks of life. People, you know, some of them cause these problems to their parents. Financial problems, Allahu Akbar. Refusing to support them financially when needed. This is something so common. They would need medications, they would need medical assistance. And we as children don't find the time to give them this aid. We are very busy in our lives. We don't have the time, we cannot even make the time. So burdening them with financial stress is another problem in society. We have many children out there who cannot even go and look for a job. There are mothers out there who are working 3-4 jobs in a day to support their children, dear viewers. Thus, this is the program called Reformation of the Ummah, in which we discuss these matters to reform the Ummah so that we could make tawbah in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, to seek His pleasure, to please our parents. Neglecting their needs in old age, this is the worst thing a person could ever do, to neglect your parents in old age. When they need you the most, you are their investment. There are many children, there are many parents out there who need their children because of their old age. They're unable to do those things that they used to do when they were young. And they count on their sons, they count upon their daughters. But unfortunately, there was a time when two parents, yani maa baap, 10 bachcho ko samala karte the. Aaj 10 bachche, 2 maa baap ko nahi samal sakte. 10 children cannot take care of parents yet. Parents out there took care of 10 children at one stage in life. So leaving them in nursing homes, huh? When avoidable, it's so easy. Put them in the old age home. Put them in a place where there's a caregiver. And carry on with life. Astaghfirullah. Forcing them to live alone in hardships. This is another situation. There are many old parents out there who want to live with you. But it's either because of our own issues and matters, we cannot live with them. May Allah Kareem have mercy on our souls. Also, dear viewers, not helping with the household tasks when they are elderly is another problem. Our lifestyle choices, the way we live, the way we dress, choosing sinful or harmful lifestyle that causes pain and takleef to your parents. This is another way of hurting our parents. Getting involved in drugs, in alcohol, or any other crime that causes them takleef. They will be warning you and saying, beta, beti, ye mat kar. Unfortunately, it is shaitan that has gripped us. These are so common problems, dear viewers, throughout the globe. Whether it is South Africa, whether it is the UK, whether it is any other country in the world, it's a global problem, disobeying parents in halal matters. There are many parents out there who may have done things when they were young, and children throw this onto their faces when you know the life history of your parents, but ممی آپ نے بھی کام کیا تھا. When you were young, you said you did this and you did that. Dad, you said you did this and did that. So when I'm doing it now, why this is a problem? Astaghfirullah. Especially in halal matters when they say, do not have this illegitimate or haram relationship. We become very pious at that time and we act like we know it all. And we disrespect them, we hurt them, we cause pain to them. We argue with them, dear viewers. Having relationships or marriages without consent or even consideration. We don't even consider to tell them ki humko ye shaadi karni hai, hame fala ke sath rehna hai. Astaghfirullah. Rejecting family values or traditions with arrogance to hurt them. They would do it and they have been doing it for years. It doesn't make sense to us, so we would refuse and not do what they are saying. If it's halal, if it is not against Sharia, what's harm, what's wrong if you have done to please them and make them happy, dear viewers? There are many children, especially girls out there, wearing inappropriate clothing that hurts their dignity. That log kya kahenge, tum meri beti ho, tum is tarah se kapde pehen rahe ho. And then we debate with them, nah, this is the fashion, this is the latest fashion, this is the trend out there. We debate with them, what my friends are going to say. Maa baap kya keh rahe, wo nahi dekhna, humari dost kya kahenge, isse dekhna hota hai. Astaghfirullah. Refusing religious guidance, they offer out of muhabba, out of love. And we do not give that any sort of consideration. So there are various forms of hurting our parents emotionally, physically, financially, ingratitude or forgetfulness, dear viewers. Acting as if their efforts mean nothing. They worked day and night. They have worked so hard to make us happy, to make us who we are today. They have shortened their meals, they have shortened their sleep. They have cut down on their luxuries in order to pay for your fees, to pay for your education. And today, we act as if their efforts mean nothing. Many children actually rub this and throw this onto the faces of their parents. Astaghfirullah. Never thanking them or making dua for them. We never acknowledge their sacrifices. Balki kuch bacche to yahan tak kehte bhi hain, aapne kiya kya hai hamare liye? What have you done for me, ma? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Forgetting them after marriage or success is another common problem we have in society. Many children out, they get married, they forget their parents. Many become rich, they become big. Once you get status, you forget your parents, not including them in decisions. This is one of the most common problems we have in society, that we do not include them in the decisions that we take. Business kholna ho, shaadi karni ho, aapko kahi hijrat karni ho, you want to migrate, you want to get married, you want to do something great and big in your life. We do not include them, nor do we even discuss and consult with them. Because no, they are the old school of thought, right? They are going to give us such an idea and such a mashwara that we are going to dislike. So keep them out of it. Is the modern ideology not recognizing their silence, pain or sacrifices is such a horrible problem. We think they are silent, to bas wo khush hai humse. Wo khamosh hai to khush hai humse. Allahu Akbar. We don't recognize their pain. We cannot see why they are silent. We cannot see the sacrifices they are making to keep us happy. Because if they say something, it will upset us. To maa baap khamosh rehte hain ki hamare bacche ko takleef na ho. Bolne pe ladai hoti hai. Aur na bole to kam se kam sukoon to hai. Aur hum sukoon ko ye samajh rahe hote ki humse bade raazi hain. Allahu Akbar. Allah Kareem have mercy on our souls, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Look at the spiritual neglect. All these are physical aspects of neglection to them. Failing to pray for them. When last did you raise your hands and say, Mola, grant my parents good health. Grant them long life. Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, forgive them. Help them in their old age. And especially if they have passed away. When last have you visited the qabr of your mother and father? Is it once in a year, twice in a year, on the days of Eid, on the days of Ashura, on the day of Qadr? All these big nights and events that we have in Islamic calendar, is it then only we go and visit them? Or is it daily, weekly, monthly? What is the matter? Not making efforts to perform good deeds on their behalf is such a deprivation in our lives that we're supposed to make isali thawab for them if they have passed on. We're supposed to remember them and upkeep to the values they have taught us before they have passed on. Do we remember that? Allahu Akbar. Fighting over inheritance or property after their death also causes takleef to them. Even after they have gone from the world, jeete jeete to sataya bahut tha, انتقال کے بعد بھی ان کو سکون نہ دیا ہم نے ان کے قبر میں. بائی فائٹنگ ود ایچ اندر, پیئر سبلنگز دیٹ گیٹ ٹو ایچ اندرز تھروتھ وانٹنگ ٹو کل اینڈ مرڈر ایچ اندر جسٹ فار پراپرٹی, فار منی, فار ویلتھ, فار انہیریٹنس. اللہ اکبر, دس از اے میجر پرابلم ان سوسائٹی, ڈس ریسپیکٹنگ ون پیرنٹس ڈیو ٹو انفلوئنس فرام دی ادر سائڈ. اٹ کڈ بی فرینڈز, اٹ کڈ بی فیملی ممبرز, اٹ کڈ بی دا اسٹرانگر ونز ان دا فیملی. مینی آر ٹائمز ہزبنڈز ڈیوورس دیئر وائفز. اگر شوہر نے اپنے وائف کو طلاق دیا, چھوڑ دیا, کئی بچے ایسے ہیں جو ماں کو بھی چھوڑ دیتے ہیں کہ ابا نے چھوڑا ہے تو آپ یقیناً اچھی نہیں ہیں. استغفر اللہ, اعوذ باللہ, اینڈ دے وڈ گیٹ ریڈ آف دیئر پیرنٹس. دے آر فور فائیو چلڈرن ان دا فیملی اینڈ دے کین ناٹ سی ہاؤ رائٹ آور مدر از, اینڈ وی سائڈ ایدر ود دا فادر, ایدر ود دا مدر. اللہ اکبر. May Allah Kareem have mercy on our souls, dear viewers of Madinah Channel. So, these things will most definitely have a negative impact in our lives. Jiha, loss in barakah, loss of barakah and blessings in our life. We ask ourselves this question, kyun hamare saath ye ho raha hai? Kyun hamare saath wo ho raha hai? Ye sawal hona chahiye. Ask yourself this question, how did I behave with my parents when they were living? Or if they are currently still living? Broken family relationships is one of the another cause you're going to have. You can never be happy in your relationship if you have displeased, if you have hurt them. Allah's displeasure and blocked du'as, that your du'as are never going to be answered either. You feel like your path is blocked. You feel as if there's a blockage before you and your success. Allahu Akbar. And guilt later in life, often too late, dear viewers. Allah Kareem have mercy on our souls. So there are Quranic verses that teaches us how to take care of our parents, how to love them. Now one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, pleasure of Allah azza wa jalla lies in the pleasure of parents, and the displeasure of Allah azza wa jalla lies in the displeasure of parents. What a famous hadith. This hadith actually highlights the deep connection and link between our relationship with our parents and our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the pleasure of Allah is in the pleasure of the parents, and the displeasure of Allah azza wa jalla is in the displeasure of the parents. It teaches us that serving and pleasing one's parents is a direct means of earning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. And upsetting them, hurting them unjustly can bring about his anger and wrath. Allahu Akbar. So actually, when you see your mother and father, parents are a reflection of Allah Azza wa Jalla's mercy on this planet, dear viewers. Allah Kareem has placed immense status and authority in our parents, especially because of their sacrifices in raising and nurturing us today, who we have become. Subhanallah. So this hadith is a very beautiful hadith, that the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla lies in the pleasure of parents, and the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla lies in the displeasure of the parents. Subhanallah, subhanallah. It's actually a gateway to divine acceptance. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Obedience to parents is obedience to Allah Azza wa Jalla. But of course, in all lawful matters, those things which are halal and permissible to do. If a parent is pleased with you, if a parent is happy with you, it means you are likely fulfilling the responsibilities. Subhanallah. Being kind, respectful, dutiful and caring, it's a very good thing. Subhanallah. You may keep this up, dear viewers of Madinah Channel. And this obedience must, however, remain within the limits of Islam. We don't obey anyone in disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Displeasure of parents is very serious. If a child hurts or dishonors their parents, even by words or by actions, even by the tone, or frightening them by crunching your hands, your teeth, grinding your teeth and opening big eyes and showing them, rolling the eyes, or with your attitude, all of this will earn a person the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is asking for the wrath of Allah azza wa jalla to befall upon a person. And remember, if a parent is genuinely displeased with a person, this can lead to the wrath of Allah azza wa jalla, even if the child is regular in worship. Aap ibadat guzar kyun na ho, agar maabab khush na ho aapse, how can Allah azza wa jalla ever be happy with you? Allahu Akbar. So it is not worth earning Allah's anger over ego, over impatience, over pride. Why should you have all of this? Is it worth it? You have come once in this life, once on this planet, and we are gonna live once. During this lifetime of 40, 50, 60, whether it is smaller or bigger, you're gonna live once. And we can never ever replace that mother that has left? Where would you get that mother who has given birth to you from again if she's gone from this world of yours? Allahu Akbar. So yes, it is a matter, it is a problem that we are facing in society, and inshallah Azza wa Jalla, in today's program, our niyat is that we need to overcome these matters and problems, and we need to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla for all those children, for all those youngsters out there who are disrespectful to their parents, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us, and for Allah Azza wa Jalla to grant us khair and barakah in our rizq, in our rozi. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, let's recite this beautiful ayat of the Holy Quran Pak, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, and let's see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here in this beautiful, famous verse of the Holy Quran Pak. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. What a beautiful ayat of the Holy Quran Pak, Subhanallah. And your Lord has commanded that you worship none but Him and do good to parents. If either or both of them reach old age with you, do not even say uff to them, nor scold them, and speak to them respectful words. وَخْفِضْ لَكُمَ جَنَاحَ الظُّلِّ. The other part of this verse, and lower for them the wings of humility out of mercy, and say, my Lord, have mercy on them as they brought me up when I was small. Allah, 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 Allah. Subhanallah, what a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla lies in the pleasure of parents, and the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla lies in the displeasure of the parents. Subhanallah. You know, one companion, he asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, he has narrated, he says, I asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which deed is most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So he said, to offer the prayers at their early stipulated and fixed time. Ki namaz ko apne waqt mein ada kiya karein. The Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla said, to be good and dutiful to your parents. And the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla said, to fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the important things to know, that what are the action that pleases Allah the most? To offer salah in its stipulated time, fixed time. Jab waqt ho jaye namaz ka, ap namaz padhe. And the second thing that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had stated was to please your parents. Allahu Akbar. To please your parents, to make them happy, dear viewers of Madini channel. Subhanallah, subhanallah. But unfortunately, how many of us take this serious, and how many of us actually look forward to performing his actions with this niyyah, that today I'm going to look at my parents and smile at them. I'm going to be kind towards them only with this niyyah that my Rabb, my Creator, must become happy with me and pleased with me. Aapko rozana ye mauka milta hai, aur rozana log is duniya se rukhsat bhi kar rahe hote hain. Every day, every single day, Allah has given you this opportunity and chance if they are living. So, Abdullah bin Amr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he had said, so the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla had said, one of the biggest sins is that a man curses his own parents. Allahu Akbar. So people ask, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how could a man curse his own parents? He replied, he curses another man's father and the other curses his father. Allahu Akbar. In return, right? And then he curses the next man's mother, and in return he curses his mother. So you became the reason and the cause for cursing and swearing your own parents. That when you initiate an argument with a person, and then you the first to pick on his mother and father, and in return he swears at your parents, it is as if you have sworn at your own parents. 95% of the times when we argue, it goes straight to parents. And this is the only way you could hurt the person the most, is when you swear at someone's parent. And this is actually by you swearing at your own mother and father. کاش ہمیں یہ حدیث سمجھ میں آ جائے اور آج کے بعد سے ہم یہ توبہ کر لیں کہ ہم کسی اور کے ماں باپ کو گالی نہیں دیں گے. Not swearing at anyone else's parents is like not swearing at your own parents, because you would have provoked him and caused him to swear, your mother and father. اور جب وہ ہمارے ماں باپ کو گالی دے تو ہمیں بڑا غصہ آتا ہے, آستین چڑھا دیتے ہیں, کئی مرتبہ ہاتھا پائی پہ اتر آتے ہیں, وی اسٹارٹ یوزنگ اور ہینڈز اینڈ لیگز آفٹر دا ٹنگ سمپلی بیکاز ہی سوور بیک ایٹ یور پیرنٹس. یہ نہ کریں. آل آف دس از فرام دا ڈیول, فرام شیطان. اللہ اکبر, اللہ اکبر. Another حدیث آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, the prophet of Allah عز و جل said in a حدیث, ابو ہریرہ رضی اللہ عنہ has narrated this beautiful حدیث. He says the prophet of Allah عز و جل thrice mentioned, may his nose be rubbed in dust, may his nose be rubbed in dust, may his nose be rubbed in dust. It was said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who? Whose nose should be rubbed in dust? The Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla said, the one who finds his parent, one or both of them in old age, دونوں میں سے, دونوں کو یا دونوں میں سے کسی کو جن کا بڑھاپا وہ پاتا ہے, he finds their old age and yet he does not enter Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So you have old parents, sickly parents, parents who are troubled medically, physically, emotionally, whatever the matter may be, and you did not serve them. Yani Allah Azza wa Jalla has given you an opportunity and chance to earn Jannah. So Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla says, may his nose be rubbed in dust, ki he found his parents in old age, yet he did not enter Jannah. Allahu Akbar. And this is the time when children really give up, really give up sacrificing what they would do. Until mother and father can walk and move and they are mobile, and then we all are cool and fine. The moment they become old, for some children they become too naggy. For some children they become a burden. Jiha. For some children they become a worry, because why? I cannot clean them, keep washing their beds for them. They cannot even answer the call of nature. There's so much of money spent on the doctors. It's an, for many children and for many people out there, it's a burden. And sometimes not for the husband, but the husband would listen to what his wife would say. And if the wife finds it to be a burden, so good for the son as well. And then he would listen to his wife. And then that is why we find all these children who get tired of their parents. There's no one out there to take care of them. They can't afford to keep a caregiver in the home. So they put them in the old age, that you'd rather go and live there, but not with us. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madini channel, a man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked, O Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jalla, who is most deserving of my good companionship? Who is most deserving of my good companionship? Allahu Akbar, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your mother. He asked again, who? Thereafter, he says, your mother. This person asked again, and then who? He says, your mother. And then who? He asked for the fourth time, and the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla said, your father. کیا بات ہے مدینے کی. Three times in a row the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla said, your mother, your mother, your mother. He continued asking, after the mother whom? The Prophet said, your mother, for the second time. And after that, my mother, again for the third time, whom? And the Prophet said, your mother. This is to highlight the status and the maqam of a mother, dear viewers of Madini channel. Do we understand that this is the status of a mother that is three times more than a father? And yet, we treat them with arrogance. We treat them so bad, so rudely. Some things I don't want to mention on Madani channel, dear viewers. But it's the truth of how dirty their mouths are when they would yell back at their parents, call them names, call them nicknames, call them such names that are so hurtful, especially on the phone. Aap kuch bache aise hain jo phone pe kisi se baat kar rahe hote aur maa baap ko suna rahe bhi hote hain. Making ghibat about your parents in front of them. Hurtful words. Yeah, they are from the old generation. They fail to understand our needs, our wants. They don't understand what's the demands of this generation. They are from the old school of thought, you know. They would never merge. They would never understand. Yes, they only know how to nag and nag and nag. That's their job. The mother said, wash the dishes to the daughter. Then she would pull up her face and get those dishes washed. یہ تو آلموسٹ ہر دوسرے گھر کا پرابلم ہے. آلموسٹ ایوری ہوم. There are such mothers out there جو بڑھاپے میں گھر کی صفائی کر رہی ہوتی ہیں حالانکہ نوجوان لڑکیاں بچیاں گھر میں موجود ہیں. But the mother has to take the broom and the mop and clean and get the household chores done. شرم کی بات ہے, شرم کی بات ہے. This is the problem we have in society, dear viewers. That same mother would clean our excretion when we would mess. We would mess again and again and they would keep cleaning us. They would keep washing us, feed us, taught us how to walk, how to talk, how to deal with people. Huh? They would sacrifice their sleep, their happiness, their wealth and everything to give us the best upbringing. Aur aaj we pay them for all the good they've done with loneliness, to leave them all alone in the corner of the room, in the old age home. Kya hum is tarah se unko wapas repay kare? How do we repay our parents, dear viewers of Madini Channel? Do you know what the Quran says? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ كُرْهًا وَوَضَعَتْهُ كُرْهًا. جی ہاں, his mother bore him with hardships and delivered him with hardships and carrying him and weaning him is for 30 months. اب ذرا سوچے, she compromised, a mother compromises with her figure, her body, her health. She compromises with all of those things, emotionally, physically, mentally, to carry you for 9 months, what not she must go through. جو چیز اسے کھانے ہیں وہ کھا نہیں سکتی, جو نہیں کھانے کی چیزیں ہوتی ہے یا نہیں کھایا جا سکتا ہے اس کو کھانا پڑتا ہے تاکہ تم ان کے پیٹ میں صحیح سلامت رہو. ہاں, all those sacrifices have you forgotten? Not for one night or two, 9 months. And then she bore him with difficulty, she delivered him with difficulty. And then you thought delivery was easy, to go into the hospital and deliver a child? اور بچہ پیدا بھی ہو جائے تو وہاں ختم بھی نہیں ہوتا ہے, پھر اتنے ماہ تک, اتنے ایام تک اس کو دودھ پلائیں, اس کے نکھرے اٹھائیں, sacrifice your sleep, see to the husband during the day and see to the child during the night. That same mother becomes a granny one day, becomes a great granny one day. وہی ماں جو ایک بچے سے 10 بچے کو سنبھالی, جب وہ خود دادی بن جاتی ہے تو ان کے خود کے بچے کہتے ہیں, ماں آپ کو بچہ لک آفٹر کرنا نہیں آتا ہے, یہ ہمارے بچے ہیں, اس طرح سے بڑے نہیں ہوئے ہیں. You don't raise children like this. That same granny who fed you and looked after 10 children, now she doesn't have the knowledge of how to groom children. When she wants to give something to the grandchildren, bath them her style, change them her style, treat them her style. No, that's not the style, ma. That's not the style. My child doesn't eat this. My child doesn't like that. Ma, don't do this. Don't carry like this. Don't bath like this. The child will fall. The child will get hurt. Lekin wahi ma, wahi granny, wahi dadi to 10 bachon ko to bada ki thi na. She groomed and nurtured 10, 15 children. Was it not sufficient for her to gain experience? Yeah. A companion came to the Rasul of Allah Azza wa Jalla and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the stones were hot. Had you placed raw meat upon those stones, it would have got cooked. I walked with my mother on my shoulders for 6 miles. 6 miles, that equates to what? Around almost just over 9 kilometers? He may have developed blisters and sores on his feet because of walking for 6 miles with weight on his shoulders carrying his mother. Acha sawal bhi dekhe na. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mera sawal ye hai ki kya maine apne maa ka haq ada kiya? Have I fulfilled the right of my mother? 6 miles upon my shoulders on hot trucks and stones. That had raw meat been placed on those stones, it would have got cooked. Have I fulfilled the right of my mother? And the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla said to this companion, that perhaps this, when she was in labor, giving birth to you, huh? When she was in pain, she was in labor giving birth to you, that 6 miles that you walked, that 9 kilometers that you may have walked, is a recompensation for the one jerk she endured whilst giving birth to you. Allahu Akbar. It is the recompensation for that one jerk she endured whilst giving birth to you. So much of pain a woman goes through. حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ كُرْهًا وَوَضَعَتْهُ كُرْهًا. She bore him with difficulties. It wasn't easy to fall pregnant, to have you, to conceive you, and thereafter to deliver you, and thereafter to give milk to you. All of this taklif she goes and you walk for 6 miles, or you do some favor to your mother and expect that I have fulfilled the right of my mother. Maine ghar de diya, kafi hai. I took her to the doctors, I admitted her in hospital, I bought her medication, اور وٹ ایور شی نیڈڈ آئی گیون ہر, بس ایک دو مرتبہ کرنے کے بعد ہم نے بہت بڑا حق ادا کر دیا. از دس ٹو فلفل دا رائٹ آف اے مدر؟ لک ایٹ دا آنسر آف دا پروفیٹ, لک ایٹ دا آنسر آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. The 6 miles that you walked was perhaps a recompensation for the one jerk out of many takleef that she went through. She jerked many a times, maybe due to the pain, due to the contractions in her stomach. But it was a recompensation for that one pain she went through whilst giving birth to you. Never ever think that you have fulfilled the right of your mother. She is in another place. You in another place. There are many people out there who can't reach out to their parents. At least phone. Be in touch with them. You can even do a video call and look at them with love and mahabbah. You can please them in so many ways, but today we choose not to do that. That's why the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla said, when a companion was asking, when the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla said, glancing at your parents with a merciful gaze is a sawab of one accepted hajj. One accepted hajj, hajjun mabroor. You will attain and gain by seeing them, by glancing at them with love and affection, just once. The Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla was then asked, and what if a person sees his mother's and father's face 100 times in a day? The Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla replied, Naam, Allahu Akbar wa Athiyabu. Yes, Allah is the greatest, He is the purest. Nothing is difficult for Allah, He will give you the reward even 100 times. How many Hajj sawab have we lost? We had the chance to smile at them, but we showed them anger. When we had the chance and opportunity to wipe their tears, we cause them to cry even more. Ay, 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 ay. Allahu Akbar. Rona to chahiye hame. This is the place where we should have lots of remorse and regret. Because what goes around comes around, dear viewers. There are many, many, many people out there who are married now. Ho sakta kal shadi hui ho. Ho sakta ek saal pehle shadi hui ho. Aise kai log hain. There are many people in society who have just got married and settled. And tomorrow when Allah will bless you with your child, tomorrow when you will have this blessing of awlad, and when you go through what you have put your parents through, this is the meaning of what goes around comes around. Kama tadinu tadan. How you going to treat them is how your children will treat you one day. Wahi waqia na ki a person was taking his father to an isolated place. When the decision was made that the father cannot live with the son any longer, so he told his smaller son, beta chal saath mein, dada ko wahan chhodna hai. And they reached over there, then he asked his son to give a blanket. The son took a scissor, he brought the blanket, but he cut the blanket in half to give to the father. The father was going to give the dada, the child's dada. Ye beta apne abba ko dur chhodne ke liye gaya, so he gave him a blanket, but the son, jo chhota bachcha tha, he split the blanket in 2 halves. And he gave half the blanket to his father, to give to the grandfather. So, baap ne poocha ki, beta, ye kya hai? Maine kambal manga, I asked you for the blanket, tumne to isko kaat hi diya. He said, Abba, I have saved the other half for you. One day when you will go old, to main aapko isi jagah pe launga aapko chhodne ke liye. Aur ye jo dusra aadha na, ye aap hi ke liye kaam aayega. The other half will be in need for you. Allah have mercy on us. Allah have mercy on us. Allahu Akbar. A man asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what right do parents have over their awlad and children? Huh? What rights they have? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Huma jannatuka wa naruka. They are either your jannah and they are your hell. They are your paradise and they are your hell. What this means? That you can either serve them and earn Jannah, or you can displease them and go to hellfire. So your parents actually are your Jannat and are your hell as well. It depends how you treated them, how you served them. Depending upon this, either you will go to paradise or either you will go to the hellfire. Allahu Akbar. 3 supplications are never rejected. The supplication of a parent for his awlad and child, the supplication of a fasting person, and the supplication of a musafir, a traveler. These 3 du'as are never rejected. Du'a of parents for their awlad, du'a of a fasting person, and du'a of a traveler. May Allah Kareem give us tawfiq and ability to understand these matters, brothers in Islam. There are numerous stories in the books of ahadith. But unfortunately, we have listened to all these hadiths. Maybe those who are listening, and sometimes those who are bitter with their parents, know more of these waqiyas and stories. But unfortunately, when it's time to action and when it's time to behave kindly and justly towards them, we are unable to do. Ab ye zara suniyega, abhi aap dekhe na, isi South Africa ke andar, in this country of ours, there is a beautiful city known as the mother city of this country called Cape Town. Ye Cape Town ka waqiya main aapko suna raha hu. A hard-working mother, this is the summary of the story, right? A hard-working mother, she raised her son alone. Ek tanhe tanha. No father involved, the father was not in the picture. Mother, mehnat ki, koshishe ki. And she raised her only son after her husband passed away, right? So she sold her gold bangles to educate him. Years later, پڑھنے لکھنے کے بعد اسکول سے فارغ ہوا, یونیورسٹی سے فارغ ہوا, وہ جو پیسہ تھا کس طرح سے بھرا گیا, دا مدر پیڈ آل آف دیٹ سیلنگ ہر گولڈن بینگلز اینڈ ہر جولز. لیئرز لیٹر ہی بیکیم اڈکٹڈ ٹو ڈرگز, اینڈ وین ہی گاٹ اڈکٹڈ ٹو ڈرگز ون ڈے وائل شی واز پریئنگ ہی اسٹول دا ریمیننگ جولری اینڈ ڈسپیئرڈ. جو باقی کی بھی چیزیں تھیں وہ بھی اٹھا کر کے بھاگ گیا جب وہ نماز کی حالت میں تھی. اللہ اکبر. سی سرچڈ فار ہم ایوری ویئر, اور ایک دن کے لیے نہیں بلکہ کتنے مہینے گزر چکے تھے. She continued searching for her child and he was nowhere to be found. And let me tell you something, کہا جاتا ہے he came back, اتنے مہینوں کے بعد واپس آیا مزید چوری کرنے کے لیے, پھر واپس بھاگا. This is called اولاد sometimes. What do you think this mother may have went through emotionally, physically, mentally? What? To raise your child, to sacrifice your happiness. Today we can't decide to sell our car to put our children in a good hospital, to put our parents in good hospital. Agar aapke paas 3-4 gaadiyan hain, pata hai ki haan ilaaj maa baap ka ek gaadi bechne ke baad ho sakta hai. Hum ye nahi kar sakte hain, wo to apna sab kuch bech baaj karke humko achhi zindagi dila dete hain. A better lifestyle, a better way of life, they would sacrifice for us. But this is the parents, this is the children of today, dear viewers. Serious matter. Do not earn the wrath of your parents, yani anger of them. If they become displeased with you, then Allah is displeased with you. If you make them angry, then Allah is upset and angry with you. May Allah Kareem have mercy on us, dear viewers of Madhini Channel. Sometimes, you know, the greatest pain, the greatest taklif isn't death. Marna nahi hai. But it's when the child you gave your life to, that awlad and the child that you gave your zindagi and life to, he kills your spirit with betrayals. Dhoka se wo bachcha apne maa baap ko maar hi deta hai. Jo dhoka ek bachcha apne maa baap ko de sakta hai, even mouth and death can't give them such a bad pain. What awlad do to their children? They are in depression, they are suffering from anxieties, and there's no help out there. Doctor kya samjhega in cheezon ko? What medication is there? What dawai is there in the market? Ki aap pharmacy se khareed karke pi liye to bachcha obedient ho jaye. It is for you to learn the Quran Pak, hadith mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's another story. Look at this pious mother. Another story, who loved her daughter dearly. MashaAllah, all mothers love their daughters, huh? And they raise them with Islamic values, so on and so forth. But after university, this particular girl, she went to university and her daughter became influenced by secular ideologies. She mocked the hijab, she mocked and rejected Islam, and eventually she cut all contact with her mother, saying that your deen and your religion, ma, is toxic. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, ala a'udhu billah. Now, a mother like this, how must she be pleased and happy with her awlad and child? Another man, in his 40s, he grew successful abroad in another country, but he felt that his elderly mother was a burden. Usko ye feel ho raha tha ki meri maa to bada bojh hai, kyunki main to yahan hu us mulk mein, meri maa dusre mulk mein, kaise sambhalu, kaise main khayal rakhu, nahi ho pata. So he placed his mother in a care home, old age home, and he visited his mother only once a year. Saal mein ek martaba apne maa se ja ke mulaqat karta tha. She raised him through sickness, she raised him through hunger, she raised him through sacrifice, yet now sits forgotten in the corner of this old age home, waiting for a call. Ek martaba, bas phone hamara baje to hamara beta ka call aayega. That never comes. Ye us call ka intezar karti hai jo kabhi aata hi nahi hai. So what lesson we learn from this, dear viewers? In life, in a life of comfort, many children forget the hands that once fed them, the hands that once clothed them, and they repay love with akelapan, loneliness. This is our way of saying thanks to your mom, thanks to your dad. Abba, bahut shukriya, aapne meri parvarish yu ki, aapke liye ye hai old age ko. May Allah Kareem have mercy on our souls. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, we have Islam as our deen. And mashallah, if your parents are happy with you, then we are the winner in this world and in the hereafter. A true story of a doctor who confirms, and he says, mere saamne, doctor keh raha ki mere aankhon ke saamne ek bacche ka intiqal ho raha tha, mar raha tha, dheere dheere. He was leaving the dunya and his soul was departing from his body. The ruh and the spirit was leaving his body. Because that boy, jo ladka tha, he experienced a major heart attack. His mother made dua. Maa wahan baith karke dua maang rahi thi, Mola, main apne bacche se raazi hoon. I am happy with him, I am pleased with him. Doctor ka kehna ye ki, I saw with my eyes that he left this world peacefully. Allahu Akbar. The mother was saying, Mola, main is bacche se raazi hoon, tu bhi raazi ho ja. Tu bhi khush ho ja. And the child was able to leave this world with iman. Subhanallah. How fortunate is that child? How fortunate is that aulad? Chahe chota ho ya bada ho, ki jab bhi wo dunya se jaye to maa baap ke muh se ye nikle ki Mola, main apne bacche se raazi hoon. Allahu Akbar. Sometimes parents may dua, oh Allah Azza wa Jalla, make my son the neighbor of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Like in the time of Musa alayhi salam, Allah accepted the dua and showed Musa alayhi salam that person who was going to be his neighbor, simply because he would take the dua of his parents daily. Like this waqiyas and stories, you will hear so many DFs of Madini channel. Just that we should make sure that we please them and we are happy with whatever they do for us for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never hurt them, never fight with them. Rather treat them with kindness. Lower the wings of mercy for them, as the Quran said. Akh, uff, if, but, does, that. Delete all of these words from your dictionary. And as of today, aaj ke baad se Allah ke bargah mein toba karte hain. And let's treat our parents with love and affection. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, we will be back to your viewers, the same program on your Madini channel. Until then, keep reciting durood, keep reciting salawat, perform your salah on time. And if a person has upset his parents for some reason and they have lost the world, they have left the dunya, they have gone, ulama ikram state that you should perform isari thawab for them on their behalf. Send lots of rewards to them until their ruh and their soul becomes pleased and happy with you. This will mean that if they become happy with you, even after they have left the world, Allah will become happy with you. Inshallah, it is hoped that Allah will become happy with you. So perform isari thawab on their names. Give charity on the name and bestow the reward. Ask Allah to send the thawab and rewards to them. Make sadqai jari on their names if you have displeased them specially. And if you have not done so, either way it is nice to perform isari thawab for your parents. Every Friday, visit their qabr, visit their graves and make dua at their graveside. Allah Kareem will forgive them. Until next time, dear viewers, keep reciting Durud-e Pak. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of